It is the radio segment that's making a splash on TMZ today because it just announced that it's pregnant.
Congratulations!
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of the friendly skies. A 21-year-old woman named Belen Aldacosia was coming home from a trip and wanted to fly with her emotional support animal, and that animal was a dwarf hamster named Pebbles.
Oh,
that is actually adorable. If I was next to a dwarf hamster, that's like one emotional support animal. I'm like, oh,
I didn't even
get
know
over
that.
Here, little buddy. I want to hold him too.
I didn't even know they had dwarf hamsters.
I don't either.
I want one now. Belen says that she talked to someone beforehand who said it wouldn't be a problem, but when she got to the airport, they wouldn't let her bring Pebbles on the plane.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why? He's so tiny. He's yeah. in your pocket.
So, and why do you even need to ask, right?
Yeah.
Like,
a Spirit employee allegedly told her to either let it go outside or flush it.
What? No,
that's the solution?
What?
Not like we'll crate it and put it underneath the plane? Like,
yeah.
The crate would be tiny for something like that.
It is Spirit Airlines, so you expect
good
that
point.
From there.
Okay, yeah.
The horrifying part is that Belen says she flushed Pebbles.
What?
Oh, my God!
Pebbles! What?
What's wrong with her?
She says she tried other options first, including renting a car, but she was told that she was too young, and it was freezing out, so she thought that Pebbles would have never survived if she set it free. So she decided flushing the hamster was the more humane thing to do.
Oh, my God.
Is
no,
she the dumbest
not.
Person on the planet? That's your options. Rent a car or
murder
kill
your,
it by
murder your pet.
Flushing it down the toilet?
You murdered your emotional support animal.
Just walk by anyone in the airport and say, hey, will you take my dwarf hamster home with you? And they'll say yes.
And now she needs more emotional support.
Spirit is denying that anybody from the airline told her to flush Pebbles. Belen, on the other hand, says that she might sue.
What?
There's also a chance that she made the story up to go viral. At
yeah,
least.
That's true.
Hoping that she didn't flush her pet.
I actually hope that's true.
This next laser story is out of Lake City, Florida. 41-year-old Donald Towns walked out of the resident bank the other day with $1,200 in cash.
Oh, baller,
wait,
what
that
up?
He stole or that he
withdrew?
He wasn't taking out a loan or withdrawing from his savings account. You guessed it. He got finished robbing the bank.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he's in laser stories, so.
There were a few snags in his master plan. First problem, authorities say Donald claimed that he wanted to open a bank account, and when they asked him for ID, he provided his real driver's license to the bank manager.
That's really good when you're going to rob them.
And they photocopied it.
And they photocopied. Okay, yeah, go make a copy of that.
Second issue, Donald had given the bank manager a note that stated that he had a gun. Police later discovered the note was written on the back of a medical discharge note.
Oh, right.
And it had his full name on it.
He just wanted to go to jail, right?
What are you doing,
so,
man?
So, wasn't too hard to find him. In fact, authorities located Donald a short distance from the bank just 36 minutes later, and he was taken directly to the Columbia County Jail. He's being held without bond.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, they'll never guess. If I go in there and I give them my real identity, who would be stupid enough to do that?
He's gonna throw them off.
A lot of people are stupid enough to do that, including you, Donald. This next legend story is out of Spokane Valley, Washington. A 46-year-old guy named Jason Chance called the cops the other afternoon to report that his TV had been stolen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But when the cops got there, they figured out what really happened. Jason had broken into his neighbor's place the day before and stolen that TV, plus an Xbox and some other things.
Okay, so wait, he's the one that robbed somebody else's house.
Yeah. The neighbor suspected it was him, so she broke into his place the next morning and took the TV back. We got a robbery battle going on.
Oh, my God. I love that the neighbor didn't call 911 like, again?
Yeah.
Just give it back to me, man.
Then when Jason came home and saw it was missing, he called the cops.
Good job, Jason.
He called the police to report the TV he'd stolen had been stolen.
Didn't work out very well for him.
Not sure what outcome he was hoping for, but he was arrested for residential burglary, theft, and malicious mischief. This next laser story is out of the realm of scientific breakthroughs.
Whoa.
bald and overweight describes a sizable portion of America. Perhaps all Americans.
Yeah.
Well, not as many females as males, guys.
I'd like to think it's the sexiest portion of America.
Yeah.
But one of the things making us so chunky could end up helping in another area, and we didn't even know it. Researchers in Japan just announced a new potential cure for baldness that involves one of the ingredients in McDonald's French fries.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Does that mean if you just go eat as many as you can,
yes,
your
does.
Hair will stop receding, fellas?
The chemical is called DMPS, and it's a type of silicone that they add to the fryer grease to keep it from frothing up.
Okay, is anyone else grossed out that they put silicone in our fries?
I expected it. It's fine.
I think that's the least of our worries.
The researchers used it to help mass produce a specific type of cell that helps develop hair follicles, and they put thousands of those cells on the skin of mice, and mice started growing new hair in a matter of days.
Hooray! So what if you don't have a hair problem? You just start growing extra hair? Like, I'm just gonna get super hairy if I...
Unfortunately, just eating McDonald's fries won't help you regrow any of your hair.
Oh.
If that was true, we'd be the hairiest people on the planet.
It sounds like what they're saying is you have to actually drink the grease from the fry bin.
Don't challenge
me. Yeah.
Researchers think the new treatment that uses the chemical could be a huge leap toward curing male pattern baldness.
Hey!
See, McDonald's is helping out in all kinds of ways.
I love that place.
This next laser story is out of Valentine's Day headquarters.
Ooh.
81% of couples in a new survey said that they're planning to do something for Valentine's Day this year, but almost half of them aren't excited about that at all.
What?
Come on.
Then why do it?
36% say they're bored with Valentine's Day, and they mostly have their own lack of creativity to blame for it.
Right, like, well, if you're bored, it's your own dang fault, guys.
63% admitted that they usually just do the same thing every single year.
Yeah, mailing it in.
Here are three more stats from the survey. 80% of people said that an experience is the best Valentine's Day gift. If you need ideas, the top things people want to do are go to a concert, do an escape room.
Oh, God.
Those are, like, trendy right now.
Yeah.
Get in the basement.
What?
Try to escape.
Not yours.
I've chained you up.
Oh. Not your escape room.
Oh, they have actual ones.
Yeah, they have actual escape rooms.
Well, I got to rethink what I was planning to do then.
Oh, no.
And I will say, too, you better make sure that your relationship is on stable ground before an escape room, because I just see that being a fight waiting to happen.
Big argument.
Like,
yeah.
How dumb are you?
Also, 30% of people in the survey said that they dread Valentine's Day each year. And that's people in relationships.
Wow, guys. I mean, it's just supposed to be a day to celebrate love.
If you have single people, they probably 100% of them dread that.
Yeah.
Dread Valentine's Day.
Yeah, gets worse.
Next laser story is out of the land of bacteria.
Ew.
A company called Restaurant Wear just ran a study where they swabbed a bunch of fast food joints and fancy restaurants and tested those swabs for bacteria. And the fast food spots were way, way less infested with germs.
What?
Really?
Less than the fancy places?
Yep. They only found an average of around 60,000 traces of bacteria at fast food restaurants, and almost all of them were in the bathrooms. Meanwhile, they found over 8 million at the five-star restaurants, and those germs weren't just in the bathrooms. Half of them were on the condiments, and about 7% were in the water that they served.
Oh,
great. Drink up, guys. It kind of makes sense, though, because, like, at fast, you know, fancy restaurants, like those chefs, they got their hands all over everything.
Yeah,
and there's less people. And because they're going through the drive-thru, because they're in their bacteria-infested car instead of going into the place. But that's not close to as bad as the place you eat at most often, and that's your house.
Researchers house is more infested than
found
anything.
That you've got about 23 million traces of bacteria split evenly between your bathroom, your condiments, and your water.
That's true, man. Yeah. Health department comes to my place. I never clean.
Dude, that is frightening. I don't even want to know.
I know someone who his place is teeming with bacteria. This guy, of course. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe in his bacteria-ridden kitchen. Which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.